Hello guys, this is Arvin again and welcome to Very Filipino Problems Podcast. I'm here with Doc Louie and we're going to talk about vaccinations in this episode. So, hello.
Hello, thank you for inviting me again sa podcast.
Yeah, and like let's talk about a small thing here before we go on our topic, which is the NBA. So nag-start na yung season, di ba? Ano yung bet mo?
Ang hirap magsabi pero parang napasa na yung torch sa mga bagong players. Yun lang yung parang surprisingly ang daming mga improved players na hindi mo inakala. Tulad ni Ja Morant. Although si Ja Morant may flashes of brilliance. Ang galing niya ngayon para siyang playing like an MVP. Tapos isa pa si Jordan Poole. Hindi ko in-expect na galing pala.
Oh, kasi being a Golden State Warriors fan. Natutuwa ako kasi maganda yung nangyari this season. At least the start of the season for Golden State, di ba? Ang lakas ng team. Parang nag-step up yung mga investment ng team, di ba?
Oo. Ang galing kasi magaling talaga mag-develop yung Warriors.
It's about the team, di ba?
Galing, pati si Curry talaga, pagka sobrang galing ng parang unstoppable. Unstoppable ang Golden State pag si Curry mismo yung on fire. Mm-hmm. And mukhang 100% healthy si Curry. So sana dire-diretso yung success nila.
Yeah, you used to be anong supporter ka ng anong team?
Balimbing ako eh. So, kung nasan si LeBron. Pero mukhang hindi na si LeBron reigning king.
Okay.
Si Giannis na muna.
Okay.
Sila yung previous na champion. Pero tingnan natin how the season will progress. Kasi mahaba ang season eh.
Pero there's nothing wrong naman with the supporting a particular player. Kasi hindi naman tayo taga-US eh. So, hindi tayo talaga literally balimbing. Kasi it will be different if you're like living in Houston or you're living in, like for example, New York. And you're supporting some else.
Diba? Iba yung fan mo sa isang team, dedication mo sa isang team na pag doon ka nakatira sa certain state.
Tsaka majority kasi ng tao sa environment, di ba? Parang, yun nga, kung susuportahan nila dito. Which is really related doon sa topic natin. Kasi yung topic natin, mangyayari, kung ano yung majority, yun yung ginagawa or paniniwalaan ng tao, eh, which is vaccination. But then again, yeah, let's go to the topic. I have some vaccinations data here. And we're going to talk about the coronavirus vaccinations, right? Dito, nakikita ko sa statistics na Philippines today is around like 22% of the total population is already vaccinated. Mababa pa siya, di ba? If we're looking forward into having 50% of the vaccination done by these are full vaccinations, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you're looking about 50% at the end of December, parang ang hirap pa, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Parang ang layo pa ng Philippines. Ang naalala kong article na nabasa ko, I'm not really particular with the percentage, pero we're lagging behind our neighboring third world countries.
Mm.
So Vietnam, Thailand,
Malaysia.
So hindi ko masabi kung anong factors ang nagko-contribute sa lag ng numbers ng vaccination sa atin. Pero kung tutuusin kasi dire-diretso na yung vaccination program sa Philippines eh. Nakikita ko naman sa mga social media na actively vaccinating ang city na to, sitin from my previous Cavite med school as well, so nagsasagawa sila ng vaccination program. So ganun din ba sa inyo, Arvin?
Oo, sobrang active dito ng ano, ng campaign towards vaccination. Yung campaign with vaccinations here, very evident, very mararamdaman mo talaga dahil they're actively campaigning it over the media. And it comes with the culture din na people are watching news and looking at the recent stories about the pandemic and recent availability of the vaccines, that yung availability kasi ng vaccines here is so like mas maaga tayo dito sa Europe as compared sa Philippines. Kaya feeling ko naging factor din yun, but it's not the total factor din. Kasi if I'm going to look at here in the data, Finland back in May 2021, there are just like 3% of the population which are completely vaccinated. Today is already like 71%, and that's around like 6 months duration. So within 6 months, we are able to go into 71% coming from 3%. Mas maaga sa UK. May 2021, it was like 22%, and it is 68% today. Philippines, it's like 0.3%. It's totally nothing back in May 2021. And I completely remember that at that time, we are like asking for vaccine supports from other countries as well. And we can see here in the data that it grew from 0.3% to 22%, just 22% for the last 6 months. So yun nga, the general question would be like, what do you feel about the rate of vaccination against the COVID-19 when it comes to UK in general? And I'm going to tell about Finland as compared to Philippines.
So far, sa totoo lang dito, nakaka-receive na kami ng third dose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even the Pfizer. So imagine how many million doses they have willing, and they are willing to give it as third jab. So third dose na. Sobrang far behind ng Philippines when it comes to numbers. And with the recent news as well, I've heard about 2 days ago na may vaccine center in Zamboanga na nasunog. And I think hundreds of thousands of doses were wasted because of it. So imagine yung hirap ng Philippines makakuha ng makasecure ng vaccine compared to first world countries like UK, US, na may direct ties with the manufacturing companies na nagpo-provide ng vaccine. So sobrang hirap na hirap tayo. Tapos nangyayari pa tong may nasusunog or may mga logistical problems. So ang masasabi ko lang is hindi matatapos ang pandemic hanggat hindi talaga na babaccinate ang at least sabihin na natin kahit ma-reach man ang herd immunity through vaccination. Mahihirapan ang Philippines and at the same time yung mga neighboring countries na mag-open up ng businesses towards our country. So in terms of economy, maapektuhan din talaga tayo. Mababawasan yung mga sa kung macroeconomics man ang titingnan natin, syempre mababawasan yung interest ng foreign investors because alam nilang napakahigpit pa rin ng lockdown sa Philippines. Hindi na talaga matatapos yung lockdown until, 'di ba? At least ma-reach natin yung certain numbers of population na na-vaccinate. Yeah. So yun. Dito kasi sa UK, sobrang dami na na-vaccinate. Nag-start na sila mag-vaccinate ng 12 years old and younger than 12 years old. Aside from that, yun nga, may millions of doses na ng jabs na for third third dose na ang nabibigay nila. So imagine how many percent of population ang fully vaccinated na plus with extra dose pa. So nagsistart na talagang mag-open up dito. Halos wala nang restrictions. Binabawasan na rin nila yung mga countries na tinatawag nilang red list. So yung mga restricted countries na including yung Philippines, so hindi na red list ang Philippines. Pwede nang pumunta ng UK yung mga tao without any kahit hindi non-essential travel. So yung in effect noon, slowly nagbubukas na talaga yung country and in turn naikot na din yung pera, yung economy, di ba? So ganun yung mangyayari sa atin kung may lag tayo. Hindi talaga tayo makakapag-open up. Babalik tayo at babalik sa cycle of MECQ, ECQ, GCQ. Wala nang katapusan. Hindi sa sustainable kasi lalaki lang na lalaki ang death ng Philippines. Ayun.
I think it is never been like a two-way border opening. Like, yun nga, if we reach herd immunity here in Europe and in the UK as well, it will be like, i-open natin yung borders dito. But then again, yung pabalik, magiging problema. Dahil, yun nga, dahil konti lang ang vaccinated sa Philippines, they will be a lot more careful not to cause some rising cases again kung walang herd immunity. And vice versa sa atin naman, we would like care a little, like, dahil well, if majority of the population is vaccinated, very acceptable na magtumanggap ng inbound tourists or
travelers.
Travelers, so papasok ng bansa kasi less risk na bumalik uli dun sa peak ng mm-hmm. graph. So but then with this and also with this data, the Philippines coming from May na 0%, it's actually at par with the worldwide. In the worldwide at May 2021, it's 2%. But then today, medyo lagging pa din tayo kasi today in the worldwide, it's already 40%. And we are still 22%. Then there are these opinions about making these vaccinations mandatory. So in the Philippines, that is why my data is coming from May, because DOH says no previously on April 2021, but then they are seriously considering again passing a law that will make it mandatory this month. But just to cope up with the situation na makahabol tayo dun sa number of vaccinated people or vaccinated population. But there will be like the question of do you think this will be a human rights violation? Kasi, basic right natin na mag-decide for our body and ourselves din eh. Pero then, again, kung meron nga, is on the interest of the country to make our country a safer place then. And if science is backing this up, then it makes sense to make it mandatory kung marami pa rin hindi nagpapavaccine. But do you think it is right for every Filipinos to take this and make it like a part of our law na kailangan kunin nga siya?
So turn ko na. So tingin ko tama ka dun sa part na meron tayong right to decide for ourselves. Una-una, dapat ibigay ng DOH yung tamang impormasyon tungkol sa pagbabakuna, malinwanagan yung mga known or yung kinakatakutan na mga side effects or adverse effects, and kailangan nilang i-inform yung mga tao na rare talaga yung side effect, rare ang mga yung malalang mga tinatawag nating mga adverse effects. Sobrang onti lang ng like 0.something% lang ng mga total na na nabakunahan ng mga may adverse effect tulad ng mga nagkaroon ng embolism. So for me, kung bibigyan ng pagkakataon ng gobyerno na maglaan ng pondo more on dun sa information, kasi ang mga tao, ang tendency kasi sa social media sila naghahanap ng mga information na napakaraming nagbibigay ng mga maling impormasyon. Yung mga ganun naman sila mag pasa ng information. At doon sila mas naniniwala kumpara sa sinasabi ng mga eksperto. So sana naglalaan yung
I think I'm losing you.
Mga tao. In the end, na ito ba ay nararapat para sa akin? Ay, ito sabi ni DOH, maganda yung vaccination rate sa ibang bansa plus yung proven na mababa lang yung percentage na magkaroon ako ng side effect plus maraming research na nagpapatunay na nakakaprotekta talaga sa COVID-19. So pag nagbigyan ka ng ganong mga information, at least yung tao makakapag-decide instead of them relying on celebrities or endorsers, babayaran nila ng napakalaki yung mga endorsers. For me, hindi kasi ganun hindi effective eh. Lalo na pagdating sa ganun ka-crucial na information. So, isa pa, violation yun ng human rights. Dapat talaga magkaroon ka ng sarili mong decision which is guided by right information. And it will be against dun sa constitutional rights mo as a human being. So against ako sa mandatory.
Yeah, I think I'm going to that approach din. It's against our human rights violation too. But then again, it will be like better if we can tama ka dun, educate the masses that these vaccines are completely safe. These are completely effective in combat against coronavirus. And nakakalungkot lang din sa atin sa Pilipinas kasi some other people believe on certain things na nakita nila pero hindi siya factual. Ang daming false information. Like, hindi ko narinig yung possibility na ano yun, magkaroon ng alternative vaccines like ivermectin somewhere else other than in medication. The Philippines. Diba? Parang it's very Filipino in nature na ano yun, naniniwala tayo sa mga sabi-sabi or naniniwala tayo sa mga alam mo yun, social media, di ba?
Ang parang malupit pa nun, mga hindi naman eksperto yung mga nagbibigay ng opinion nila, pero exactly. Ang dami pang views, ang daming comments, ang dami nag-share. Sadly, yung mga mas nakakaalam, sila pa yung mga hindi na papakinggan.
Yeah, yung me on my circles and my relatives and everything, I always tell them to rely on the information the World Health Organization pages are sending us and then the DOH per se. Kasi alam ko naman din na hindi naman din basta-basta rin ng ating kagawaran ng kalusugan, di ba?
Isa pang nakikita kong parang mas humane, mas magandang approach is giving incentives to people who have completed their vaccination. So mas okay yun kaysa sabihin mo na i-force mo yung population na mandatory vaccine.
Tama yun. Kasi ang hirap din kasi i-force eh, dahil yun nga maraming tatamaan dito, like yung ating ano constitutional right, 'di ba? So well, do you think it is feasible na ma-reach natin yung 50% immunity sa December this year? Kasi ang target kasi ng government natin is to reach 50% in December. And I think you know, before setting this percentage, this is realistic at that sense and that time na inestimate nila. And then they are also targeting at least 70% of the population during the May elections next year. Na alam mo yun, it would be much safer for us to do election campaign related activities din kasi given na we are still lagging behind that time. Kaya lang parang ang hirap, no.
Ang hirap eh kasi tingnan mo, imbis na yung mga nagka-campaign na yan ng mga politiko ay syempre encourage nila na ang mga nasasakupan nila na magpabakuna, mas nilalaan nila yung pera nila sa pagka-campaign. Nakakalungkot. Pero, yun nga, ang pinaka nakikita kong punot-dulong problema ng mga Pilipino ay misinformation. Pangalawa siguro yung ano, yung kawal, wala kasing proper, lalo na sa mga provinces na walang proper logistics on how the vaccines would be sent there. May proper storage kasi ng mga certain vaccines eh. Like Pfizer, napakahirap i-maintain kasi may certain degrees lang na pwedeng i-handle yon. And then, paano mo ipapadala dun sa mga remote areas in the Philippines? Although, siguro dun sa mga part ng Philippines na yon na onti lang naman yung population, di ba? Ang karamihan kasi ng mga Filipinos ang dun sa mga metropolitan areas, yung mga millions talaga. Pero kung tatanungin mo, ang baba pa rin ng percentage ng mga nagpapavaccinate sa cities kahit na may access sila. So, ano yung problema doon, di ba? Saan yung problema doon? So, malamang mag-fall yun doon sa number one. So, hindi nila alam na well, ang nasa mindset nila, ano bang magiging advantage sa akin itong vaccine na to? Wala naman ay wag na tayo magpabakuna. Baka lalo lang ako magkasakit. So, yun yung, hindi ko naman dinadown yung mga Filipinos. Pero yun yung nakikita kong nagiging problema. Kaya, siguro naisip ng DOH na, although may certain steps silang ginagawa to promote vaccination, kulang yung effort nila. Yun na lang yung nakikita nilang solusyon. Medyo matitigas lang talaga yung ulo ng mga Pilipino. Yun lang.
Tama naman yun. Actually, na-feel ko din yun. At saka na-experience ko din yun firsthand. Dun sa mga, alam mo yun, kasi I have this like messaging threads nung sa family, messaging threads sa mga relatives. And alam mo yun, very evident na may nakikita din akong mga ano, alam mo yun, false information na sinishare din. And parang ang hirap din kasing ano, alam mo yun, makialam. Yung magsasabi ka na ito yung tama, ito dapat ang sinusunod natin. Kasi ano sa atin eh, we value, as a Filipinos, we really value the opinion and the knowledge of our elders. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kaya lang, ano eh, minsan, mali din yung ano yung information na nakukuha nila. And then, mali din yung information na forward din nila. So, sobrang ang hirap din kapag, alam mo yun, pagsasabihan mo yung ano, yung mga nakatatad na sa atin as Filipinos. Pero kasi sa ibang culture kasi it's totally accepted. And another culture kasi na-acknowledge nila na minsan, ano din, nagkakamali din sila. Pero kasi sa atin medyo ano, awkward din tingnan. No? For majority of the Filipinos in our culture as well. Pero if the government wants to vaccinate 90% of the population, ano, according to SWS survey, social weather stations, there are also like 18% unwilling to take the shot and 19% uncertain.
Undecided.
So, looking at this is around like 40% eh, na parang alam mo yun, on the level na parang hindi talaga sila magte-take.
Mm-hmm.
So tingin mo, how can we achieve the herd immunity of 20% kung halimbawa lang there is like 60% lang talaga ang willing na mag-take ng vaccines. Do you think some changes should be done for in our ano information handling or kasi alam naman natin eh alam na sa sarili natin na country that are like most educated can you know accept this information beforehand na okay I have to take the vaccine because this is like a moral obligation for me and this is like the scientific pathway then diba na alam mo yun, na-accept din natin sa sarili natin na, okay, this is what the experts are saying. And this is the what the, you know, yung mga pathologists are you know, studying for certain years na. You cannot just beat that eh. Yung expertise nila, di ba? Pero sa tingin mo, as Filipinos, with our current culture, how can we like turn this out? To 90% as compared to like if we are having this like 80 and 90% that are like very uncertain and certainly they are not willing to take then yung 18%.
Ako tingin ko malaking bagay kung magkakaroon ng pagbibigay ng incentives sa mga tao na nakapagbakuna, not to a certain point na magkakaroon ka ng exclusion like limited ang job opportunities or limited ang travel opportunities for those who haven't been vaccinated. Pero yung mabibigyan ka, kasi ganun naman ang mga Pilipino, kung walang maitutulong sa'yo, kung hindi nila nakikita siguro yung physical or tangible things na mabibigay sa'yo ng isang bagay, wala silang gana. Kumbaga, kung magbigay, hindi ko masasabi kung magkano ang pwedeng mabigay ng government dahil wala, dahil hindi na kaya ng government yun. Pero kung siguro magkakaroon ng partnership between public and private companies, tingin ko magiging achievable ang 90%, pero for sure, baka next year pa yun. Kumari, sabihin na natin, magkakaroon ka ng discount pag bumili ka ng sako ng bigas, kung fully vaccinated ka, nakikita ko 'yun sa mga ano eh, sa mga ibang stores sa SM, nakikita ko lang online na nagbibigay sila ng incentives sa mga fully vaccinated. So may ginagawa din yung mga private sector to encourage people to vaccinate kasi alam nila yung benefit ng pagva-vaccinate kasi sinabi mo nga moral obligation for it. Para sa lahat pang pangkalahatan to unless na hindi makita talaga ng mga Pilipino, karamihan ng mga Pilipino ang magiging epekto nito sa kanya, number one sa kanya, number two sa lipunan, hindi talaga sila magpapabakuna. So ayoko naman umabot na yun dahil sa herd immunity ay dahil nahawaan ng karamihan ng population. So, sadly, sana hindi umabot ng ganun ng Philippines. Mm. At wala na tayong magagawa kundi we'll have to live with the virus. we have to learn to live with the virus. Kaya, andyan yung threat na magkakaroon ng seasonal peaks. Pero at least hindi yung dahil vaccinated yung population, hindi magkakaroon ng surge ng pagpunta ng mga pasyente sa hospital na yung kinakailang, yung medyo critical na kasi nga dahil vaccinated ka ay kayang i-fight off ng body mo yung infection. So tingin ko magiging solution yan is pagka nag-incentivize ang government Number two, pagka nag-ramp up sila ng information campaign, rather than using the public money with for personal gains, sana ilaan nila sa ano, tamang medium. Kung kailangan man nilang dumaan sa advertisements through radio or TV, diba? And not just relying on getting a celebrity endorser. Dahil lang, diba? Although yun yung, although dun minsan sa thinking about the culture of the Philippines, medyo dun sila naniniwala. Pero dapat mas matimbang yung impormasyon na ibibigay. Pati, diba? So, ano pa
dissemination
ba?
Of information, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Kung ano man ang medium. Kung ikaw ba, ano bang naiisip mo pang pwede pang maitulong para ma-reach natin yung herd immunity?
Feeling ko ano kasi eh, this is not just the vaccination. This is the spread of false information per se, no? Kahit naman kasi hindi sa through COVID, ano eh, laging biktimad pa rin ng mga Filipinos na misinformation eh, sa social media. So, feeling ko malaking tulong kung halimbawa mafi-filter out talaga natin yung mga non-factual information sa social media, because Filipinos are known to spend a lot of time in social medias. And in fact some Filipinos mas active sila sa social medias compared to sa traditional media eh, like news or you know, newspaper, or you know, just kasi hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na okay kaya daw nagbabasa ng newspaper kasi wala nang newspaper, because those are also online, di ba? Those are also available online. News articles are also available online. And together with it, yung mga false news din, they coexist with with the ano, factual news na nakikita natin sa online space. Kaya siguro malaking bagay din talaga kung the government will be able to track down those ano, source of misinformation per se. Pero yun nga, another thing is on how we can track the vaccinated people. Kasi yun nga, if you are going to incentivize yung mga ano, vaccinated, basically in our country we don't have we do have centralized databases or centralized source of ano, you know, yung parang talaan ng lahat ng ng citizen of the Philippines, di ba? Pero how can you we make use of it? Kasi dito sa EU we have coronavirus passports. Uh-huh. Those are kind of link sila dun sa national identity ng mga bansa rito. So we have like applications that tell everyone na okay, I got the required shots, so and they will allow you to enter their premises, like dun sa mga restaurants or dun sa mga pubs. Kung gusto mong pumunta sa loob, kailangan yung coronavirus certificate. And yun yung lacking sa atin, wala tayong standard certificate eh. So if that will be enforced, people will just, you know, falsify. Diyan tayo magaling, actually. Falsification of documents. We have falsified a lot of documents throughout the years. Diploma, certificate, CENOMAR, lahat yan.
ID. National IDs.
Di ba? PhilHealth ID. Lahat, kaya ng rekto yan nung araw eh. Kaya ako talaga ano, having a very secure and working central database system of all the ano, IDs of our Filipino citizen, ano, malaking tulong talaga, kasi diyan matatrack mo na ako sino yung mga sino yung may mga records, sino yung mga hindi nagbabayad ng tax. Ganun dito eh.
it all boils down to siguro yung mga equipment na kaya ng isang local government. Kasi old school pa rin kasi talaga tayo eh, no? Sulat kamay. So kahit yung vaccination card mo, sasabihin nila nasa database na yan, pero wala naman talagang centralized na database na na-share. Tama ka doon, so na ang hirap patunayan kung vaccinated nga ito or ang isang individual, kasi pwedeng ang PKN lang nila yun. So kasi nga nahirinig nila, oh, may incentives dito para sa mga bakunado. Bakit ko kailangan i-risk ang health ko? Pepekein ko na lang para makuha ko yung incentives, di ba? Tama ka doon.
Parang maaga pa lang na, ano ko na eh, na-expect ko na, being Filipino and being, you know, fully blooded Filipino. Oh, may incentive pala eh. Eh, wala pang bakuna. Eh, pekein ko na lang yung
diba?
Corona. Kasi wala namang standard. Wala namang way para ma-check nila. Kasi dito, naka, ano kami, QR
code kami din.
So, pag pinekay mo yun, tapos hindi lumabas dun sa central, ano, database. Huli ka kasi parang hindi ka na papapasukin. Falsification of document ka pa. Pwede ka pagkasuhan ng government, di ba? Parang ganun.
Siguro, then, yun, magandang okay. Ano yun, maganda yung ganun kung ma-enforce lang. Lagi naman tayong mahilig gumawa ng law eh, pero wala namang enforcement.
Ayun na nga. And then papatya ng another law to, you know, get around with the first law. But then again, on how you will implement it na lang eh. Yun yung problema, di ba? So, ayun. And then some other people are just being too, choosy about taking certain vaccination, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung isa pa rin problema natin mga Pilipino, mm-hmm. di ba? Parang... Siguro, it depends within our culture na din na we are, you know, a brand-loving country. Imported-loving country.
Ito yung sinasabi mo.
Diba? They really wait for the availability of the trusted brands, di ba? Parang ano, commodities itong vaccine, di ba? Hinihintay nila yung Pfizer and Moderna versus dun sa Sinovac.
Lagi ko sinasabi yung best vaccine is the vaccine available.
Yeah, but how can we convince them to take them? You know? Kasi yung iba, maghihintay na lang eh. And then, yun nga, may, unfortunately, some other people, tinamaan na, kahihintay. So, madali kasi, kumbaga, baka sabihin naman ng ating mga listeners eh, na, okay, madaling sabihin yan kasi maganda yung brand nyo.
Maganda yung vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Pero I will really tell you guys right now, na if ever, Sinovac yung first vaccine na dumating dito. Kukunin ko yun. Kasi naniniwala ako na you gotta better be protected the first time na it becomes available.
Better be protected than nothing.
Nothing, di ba? And also, the people have different reasons din. Sometimes we had this acceptable reasons that, the vaccines are not tested thoroughly and it's still developed very early in the phase, di ba? Yun, meron ding mga, alam mo yun, intelligent guesses for Filipinos. Hindi naman lahat, fake news eh. Diba?
So, pero yung iba may intellectual doubts talaga when it comes to the efficacy of the vaccine and safety of the vaccine. Valid naman lahat yun. Kasi nga, sa totoo lang, minadali nga talaga natin yung pag-develop ng vaccine. Pero through, advances in science plus yung sabihin na natin, hindi naman siya sacrifice eh. Kumbaga parang, parang ganun na nga. Yung mga unang nakareceive ng bakuna dahil sa kanila, di ba? Yung years of development ng vaccine na cut. So nagpapasalamat tayo sa kanila dahil sa kanila, di ba? Nagkaroon na tayo ng widely available vaccines.
Yun na nga. It comes with the privilege din, di ba? Kasi these people most likely are, those people na, alam mo yun, above middle class people. And they are able to, install. Kasi kung halimbawa, meron kang, lots of resources. You can just install and isolate yourself. And you can still eat, three times a day, you can still pay your bills, di ba? But for some people na alam mo yun, mababa talaga yung income nila. They don't have any choice but to take the available ones. Yun, eh, wala kang reason to be choosy kasi you don't have the ability to install din. And there are this like very stupid reason din eh, that ranges from vaccination contains like nanoparticles daw or micro-robots. Ako na nagsasabi, wala
nanobots. Wala. Nanobots to control you. The government is now listening to you. It's inside your body now.
Yeah. Ako na nagsasabi, wala niyan. Wala niyan.
It's to debunk.
Nasobrahan siguro to sa mga superhero ano,
mga movies. Sci-fi na ano na movies. Yeah, pero yeah, sa totoo lang Arvin, yung family ko, buong family ko, Sinovac yung vaccination na na-receive nila kasi yun yung available sa local government. Wala rin akong hindi rin naman ako against sa Sinovac. And yung family ko mismo yung nagkaroon ng kusa na hindi ko na kailangan silang i-convince na kunin nyo na yan kasi sila na mismo yung nagkusa na makuha. Kasi sila rin yung mismo gusto nila, protected sila from the COVID-19 infection.
Ako kasi in-inform ko din talaga sila na kung ano man yung pinaka-available basta hindi ivermectin, no? Kunin na nila, no? So kasi they have really, well, it's good to say na my parents are having a really good trust in me, being the more knowledgeable din sa mga ganitong topic, no? And I'm trying to say to them na, okay, you gotta believe me right now na i-take nyo na pag available. And then, yung others, they actually believe that we will become zombies one day after taking the vaccines. And yun, nakakalungkot lang din kasi yung iba, yung like the minority that never believes in coronaviruses, mas naniniwala pa sila magiging zombie yung yung mga tao after matake itong vaccine na to. So it's very like, okay, where is it coming from? Like, ako nagtataka din ako eh. Sabi ko, saan galing itong mga balitang to, di ba? Mga tao talaga mahilig sa chismis.
Meron pang may balita pa ng dati na may nag-message siya, kinakakabaog ba daw yung COVID-19 na,
yeah, di ba?
Na vaccine.
Well, of course, hindi ko masasabi sa iyo nakakabaog dahil hindi ko naman na-testing. Pero siguro may mga nag-anak during the pandemic. So.
Oo naman. Ay,
nako. Okay. Ayan, so, it's yung minority nga na never believes in coronaviruses. Meron hindi pa rin naniniwala sa mga nag-believers, diba? They deserve, you know, some good information for them. Siguro tulungan na lang din natin silang maintindihan. Pero may mga sarado talaga ang isip. I hope the best for them.
Tama.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah.
Maganda nga na to. Follow up dun sa previous nating podcast about how COVID-19 has affected our lives. Tapos ngayon, focus tayo sa vaccines.
Yeah. After so many episodes, though.
Okay lang.
Lumamig na.
Okay lang.
Yeah. But then again, yun nga. Doon sa sa problema din natin sa bansa natin. Kasi konti pa lang ang vaccinated. This will be a really hard question, no? But can an employee be fired if they are not taking the vaccine? Kasi, di ba, in our labor code, Article 284, they say that an employer may terminate the service of an employee who has been found of suffering from any diseases. And yun nga, it is prohibited by law to have like a continued employment. But then, is it like morally accepted in terms of like this coronavirus and the vaccination that comes with it?
Ako tingin ko parang discrimination na yun. Towards yun, that yun. Employee. Eh, kung nagkaroon na siya ng informed decision for himself, I don't want to take this vaccine, but the work, you know, the employees are forcing him to and will threaten to fire him, I guess it's not really up to the employers to really force this one. So it will go back to the point ng law na ito, kung aprobahan man ng DOH, magkakaroon talaga ng discrimination and exclusion of certain groups na ayaw talaga ng vaccine. Kasi hindi mo naman mafo-force lahat eh. Until na mabigyan sila ng tamang information, meron at meron talagang aayaw sa vaccine. Mga anti-vaxxers ang tawag. Isipin mo na lang yung mga decades worth of research proven, like polio vaccines, measles vaccines, lahat ng yan. At meron pa rin mga anti-vaxxers, meron pa rin mga nanay na ayaw bakunahan ng mga anak nila. What more with the COVID-19 vaccine, 'di ba? So may apprehension talaga at dapat hindi siya maging dapat hindi siya maging susi or hadlang para sa isang tao ma-achieve niya yung dream niya. For me, that's a discrimination.
Kaya nga eh. Pero totoo yun yung sinabi mo na ano, na meron talagang anti-vaxxers. kasi pre-pandemic, meron ng anti-vaxxers eh. Nag-constitute na sila o nabilang na sila dun sa 18% eh. Dati siguro mga, okay, it's a minority, 8% lang sila, no? Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Also, can someone reason out, like, for example, my religious beliefs as basis to refuse vaccination? Because, you know, another law of us in the Philippines is Section 5 ng Bill of Rights that guarantees the freedom of religion, di ba? Pero, yun nga. Para sa akin ano, ang hirap din dahil like for example dapat ano let's leave the health problems to health expert. Kasi parang ang hirap din na like for example ang Philippines kasi majority is a very traditionally Catholic country and Muslim in the south, no? Kaya lang hindi rin maiwasan na you know religious people coming from the religious sector may say din sila na okay you take the vaccine or you are not, di ba? I hope they are saying na take the vaccine. What if some other you know weird ano din sector dyan na hindi nagsasabi na or like anti-vaxxers din drop together.
mahirap i-mix ang religion at yung ganyang and science. So dapat talaga tama ka, hiwalay talaga dapat ang health beliefs sa science. So yeah, wala akong masabi sa religion kasi part niya ng human life eh, like social aspect of a person is ang religion. So we as a social being we feel like we belong to a certain religion and have certain beliefs towards a greater entity. So wala akong magiging against pero magiging siguro ang time lang na magiging against ako ay kung magkaroon ng social gathering and then they would, you know, it would have a super spreading, you know, super spreader event na maraming magkaka-infection dahil dun. So, yun lang yung parang medyo apprehensive ako when it comes to religion and putting the people at risk just because you wanted to, you know, gather and pray. It's unfair for people who are vulnerable when it comes to their health. Kasi syempre after na social gathering babalik sila sa mga kanya-kanya na lang bahay.
Yeah, it's something like putting other people at risk din eh, no? So ako naman siguro I value the separation of concerns. Like for example yun nga when it comes to religion, they should be, you know, concentrating on their, ano, their topic or their area of expertise. For health experts, they are also concentrating on their area of expertise din. So, anything na, alam mo yun, like for example, tatawid tayo dun sa area of, not of our expertise, parang hirap din magbigay ng say eh. Like for me, ako, magsasabi ako ng mga opinion ko about like politics. I'm not an expert of politics per se. I have my own opinion, but hindi yan yung expertise ko talaga. Magsasabi ako, based dun sa nafe-feel ko. Pero, when it comes to health kasi, I just have to leave it to the doctors, to the experts, to the pathologists, diba? To the molecular biologists, kung sino mang expert dyan. Tinutulungan talaga tayo na malaman kung ano talagang dapat gawin. So, yun nga. And it doesn't mean na sinasabi ko din, huwag niyo sundin yung mga ano, religious persons. But, you know, you have to also consider other persons as well who are expert on that particular aspect. Yeah. So, yeah, it has been like a great conversation with you talaga.
it's like a catch-up na rin.
yeah, it's a catch-up. Yeah, I enjoyed this conversation, you know.
One more thing na lang, yeah. Last na.
Okay.
Since we started with NBA and the entire podcast is about the vaccine. So, what can you say about Kyrie Irving and the restrictions in New York City imposed for him?
Well, you know, regulations and rules and regulations will be always rules and regulations. They are, you know, hindi naman siya ini-impose na for all players if it's not important. Nasa sa kanya na yun. And, you know, being NBA, being business already, I gotta choose where I'm going to deal business with. Yun na lang. Kasi, business and NBA eh. And if I'm going to be the, ano, manager of the business, I'm going to choose where I'm going to deal with my business. Yun lang. So, pabor ako dun sa hindi ko i-allow yung mga player na unvaccinated na maglaro sa liga ko. Dahil ito ay business ko. Ganun ko tinitingnan yun. It's not discrimination per se. But kung hindi ko siya in-allow na like for example, maglaro kahit vaccinated na siya, yun ang discrimination. Dahil sa siya ay ganitong paniniwala niya. Pero on who I am going to deal with my business, it's totally upon me. Yeah. So yun yung magiging point ko dyan. So yeah, ayun lang. So this probably caps off the episode for today, and thank you again, Dr.
Salamat ulit. Nag-enjoy talaga ako mag-ano. Guest sa podcast mo. Sali mo na lang ako next time sa mga ibang podcast mo.
Sige, no worries. Let's ask the guys then if they like I'm going to prepare something for you guys as well. So yeah, this is Very Filipino Problems. Now signing off. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. And you know, get vaccinated. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.